systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Friday, June 4th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And I'm Sean.
Sean, what's up, motherfucker? What's up, everybody?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Pills. This is episode 357, the Jam Hole Friday night show, of course. Thejamhole.com/live is where you can watch these at.
It's where you should be.
You should be. Or the podcast, subscribe, review.
Because now we have a third cam.
Remember, that's recite, right. Review. Retard. Yeah, check out thejamhole.com/live. If you're listening to this, I don't know how long it'll be on there. But for this special Friday night show, we have three cams. Me, yep. Cam 1, the main cam with the audio. Cam 2, my beautiful
co-host.
I almost said girlfriend. And, whoa. That would have been awkward.
On camera 3, we have some pure sexiness. Check it out.
Underneath the chat, cam 3, also known as the D-bag cam, we have Sean.
Oh, let me flash the sexy face again.
Nice.
There you go. That's
nice.
Hot.
That is a sexy face, my friend.
It's hot.
So, yeah, how are you doing, Lyrical, a.k.a. Sean Cubberly?
Doing fucking pretty raptastic, bro.
You look raptastic, bro-hound.
How you doing, brah?
Bro-houndson. I'm all right. I'm well. How are you, Dana?
I'm pretty...
Miss Whidden.
Pretty fucking beat,
Mrs.
Man.
Lee. How are you, Mrs. Lee?
Whoa.
Totally.
Did you just propose to me?
Is that awkward?
Would you say that you're beat like a limp dick?
Yeah, pretty much,
Beat like a limp biz kit?
Yeah, kind of, dude. I got my ass kicked today.
Hey, today was your first day at work, huh? Like, real actually doing stuff.
No, I've been working my ass off for the past week, so...
But, like, actually cooking stuff. Red Fox says, I just realized Matt pronounced my name properly. If you want to know what he's talking about, be here before the show starts every Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the pre-show, pre-game...
Pre-show party.
Pre-game warm-up, post-show wrap-up. That's how we do it, because this is a game. Life is a game, and I win.
I like to play it. But anyway...
I like to play dirty.
Yeah, today we
hold
showcase...
Hold on. Not taking a shower more than once a week is not considered playing dirty.
I beg to differ, but okay. Agree to disagree.
Do you call that
Danny,
right...
Danny?
What?
Do you call that riding dirty when you haven't showered in a few
only
days?
Only when I'm on my bicycle and I'm sweating my nuts off.
Peddling dirty. Yeah. Awesome.
What were you going to say, Sean?
I was going to say, what were you going to say?
Oh.
I was going to say... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, today we actually had guests in the house. That's kind of what happened. We were basically showcasing the menu, you know, just cooking up some shit, and it was
this was the invite only thing.
Yeah, invite only for, you know, the owners, guests, and stuff, and all the kitchen staff came in. Everybody got to taste the food and stuff.
I did not get an invite only.
I am sorry. Well, we're gonna be doing that again. I believe on Monday, so you might be getting an invite for that.
An invite only?
Yes.
Nice. I will RSVP.
Okay.
RESPECT.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It turned out really well. I was there at like a little before 9 in the morning and just started busting ass on shit and sweated my brains out. Got my new chef's coats today. So
I thought you were
going to
say balls off.
Well.
I was going to say thank you finally, but okay.
Oh, anyway.
Did you set them up, I'll knock them down all night, back
all right,
and forth.
Cool.
Good.
But, whatever. Anyway, so, yeah, you know, we had to have all the food and stuff ready by 4 o'clock, because that's when everybody was coming in and shit.
Uh-huh.
Did all that, and it was really cool. Mm-hmm. Don't do this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that to me.
That's how we know that we're paying attention to you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you concur?
No, I don't, Matt.
Please, let's start this.
So,
fuck you, Sean. And you suck at rapping, by the way.
Yes, I know, but at least I rap through my throat and not my nose.
Yeah, well, you're used to getting wrapped in your throat and not your nose.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It's supposed to mean you suck cock, okay?
Oh, is it?
That's what that means.
I guess it takes one to know one.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? You suck my cock, okay?
Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black?
I'll just wait. It's
well,
cool.
If the kettle wasn't such a nigger, I wouldn't have to, you know.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa, inappropriate. Whoa. That went to a horrible place. Okay, what were you saying, Dana?
Huh? What?
Daniel.
Oh, can I talk now?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
For another minute.
Anyway, so
I'm sorry, I was just kidding. Go
ahead. You want to be the co-host?
No.
You want to suck his dick later?
Whoa. I'm glad that was recorded.
Anyway.
Word.
So, yeah.
So that's it for the jam
Stop
hole.
It!
We'll see you guys Monday.
Fuck, you have any idea how annoying that is to be interrupted constantly?
Of course.
Fuck you. Anyway, so yeah, I busted my ass, got all the food fucking ready and out there by 4 o'clock. Everybody was tasting everything. It was really super cool to actually be pulled out of the kitchen by my manager and walk out and be introduced as his sous chef. And
was
shit.
Was it like a wine tasting where they
was.
Put the food in the mouth, chewed it up, and then spit it out?
We actually,
not like that.
We had a wine tasting first, and then they brought the food out.
Did they actually spit the wine out?
No, because we're a bunch of Montanians. And that's just
Montana wine tasting is like the whole bottle bottoms up.
Pretty much.
Well, that was a good year.
So it was really nice to, you know, go out and meet all these, you know, important people or whatever. And, you know, they all got to, you know, meet me, shake my hand, and they all thanked me and were like, oh, my God, this is amazing food. You did such a great job. And it was really weird for me to, like, take a break from working and cooking and everything and going out to, like, talk to everybody.
Right. Like, actually being treated like a human.
Yeah. Well, no, being treated like, you know.
Like you're important.
Yes. And that was really cool. Instead of just being a peon fucking cook, you know.
Or dishwasher.
Right.
Right.
It was really cool. And I went out there and stuff. Everything went great. And then I was figuring afterwards, I figured I was going to go out there for like 5-10 minutes, whatever, say hi to everybody. You know, thank you for coming in.
I cooked your food. Was it good? Good. Okay, good.
Yeah,
I'll see you later. I got a podcast to do.
No, I figured I was going to go back into the kitchen and have to bust my ass to fucking put everything away and clean up and shit. My boss looked at me and was like, hey, we have the kitchen staff here. Why don't we get a couple guys to clean up this mess? And I'm like, fuck.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And I was like,
dude.
You and you, come with me. And it was so awesome just to walk in there and be like, you, take that apart. Clean it out, fucking do those dishes, put that shit away, wrap that shit up, throw it in the walk-in, whatever, I'm out, bye.
So speaking of doing those dishes, how was your first day at work there, Lyrical? I hear you got a job working with Daniel.
Yes, it was all right because my job was just to drink wine, eat food, and then come help close the kitchen, which I kind of rolled up in there. And those other dishwashers would be a bunch of slack jawed, so I kind of took the lead dishwashing role like a boss.
You had
like
the Dawn and the sponge like a boss?
I had them following my lead, but that's how it is when you're just a natural born leader.
Wax
genius,
on,
you know,
wax
know.
Off. That's
it was
how
really
you do it.
Nice, though. It was really cool. I enjoyed it. It was pretty badass. We put out some good stuff, and I don't know, it turned out really well.
At one point, I actually walked up to Danny, and I said, what do you need, boss? And she started giggling like a fucking little schoolgirl.
That's
so
funny.
The coolest thing.
That's awesome, dude. Hell yeah.
It's weird to me to hear that, especially from somebody I know. You know, it's like, I'm your boss.
I saw your mother today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was bright and early, about 9:30 a.m. at the casino putting in work.
Well, she had just got off work, that's why.
Well, right, but still, like, it's in the morning, go home, fuck. But, no, she's like, I gotta get a buzz on before I drive home. I was like, I love you.
Oh, my God.
She's such a trip. But she was saying that they're having a couple more people come and look at their house, which is for sale, as you may know.
Yep.
And she said she had a plan. Did she... she tell you about her plan?
Probably not.
Okay, well, the idea is if this house sells, she's going to set us up with a place that we don't see. She was a little drunk, so.
Well, she's talked about this before.
She says she wanted to set us up with a place, so, you know, we were taken care of, and we didn't have to, you know, worry about a lot of shit and all that. And I was like, oh, yeah? Here or Florida? She's like, well, here, because you don't want to go to Florida. I'm like, that's right! Yeah!
Well,
not.
I had talked with her about it before, and I'm like, Mom, I know you like this place in the summertime, and it'd probably be a good idea if you guys kept a place here. Why don't
that
you guys
we could
just
live in for free, sure.
Well, no, I was like, why don't you just rent me out a place? You know, you guys buy a place here, I'll rent it out. That way, you know, the mortgage is being paid and stuff. And that way, when you want to come here for a week out of the summer, you
right.
have a place and it's taken
well,
care of.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And, you know, it would
any,
be great.
Any
so.
Idea that involves me living rent free is a fantastic idea.
It's not rent free. It wouldn't be rent free.
Well, I know, but.
But it would be cheap and shit. And
yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. It would
It'd
be
nice.
Cool.
She's like, you could have. It'd be a big place with room to run around and yell. I was like, really? How did you know? I like to run around and yell. That's awesome.
Charlie Clown says, Mom is buying them a place. Matt is referring to Danny as Mrs. Lee.
Miss Lee.
He says, surprise marriage proposal show.
Yeah, right.
Are you proposing?
After last night,
Are
I might.
Are we getting married?
After last night, I might.
Oh, yeah? Why? What happened last night?
You took care of me last night.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How so?
Oh, yeah. Dig in your mouth. How so?
Oh, yeah? Did you enjoy that?
I did, actually.
Oh.
I did. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. Good.
You know what part was my favorite?
What part?
The last part. So I just want to interject here.
Oh, and I just want to thank you before you interject for hooking that up last night.
Since I'm going to be living here, I'm going to have to become these two's fucking relationship counselor.
Right, so I forgot to mention, with all of these big, high-profile breakups happening, we have the Gores, Al and Tipper, they're getting a divorce. We got the Malleys, they broke up about a year ago. We have, you know, all these couples, they're just breaking up, and I was like, fuck, dude, I don't want to break up yet, so I'm going to do something that's never been done before, and I'm going to hire a live-in counselor for our relationship. And Sean, I was telling him about this idea, and he said, well, Matt, I just so happen to be going to college for sex counseling, and I have a lot of experience in this area, and I also happen to be fucking homeless. So I was like, Sean, that's a good idea. I kind of look at it this way, though. I think you just want to move closer to me so that you don't have to walk so far to bum a cigarette. Is this true?
No comment.
But, so if you guys know, you were here for the jamhole.com/250. You can pick that up for $5 on the store. But if you guys were here for the 250 show, you've been to our place, you know where we live, you know we have that extra bedroom that is just full of computer
random
boxes.
Random shit,
refrigerator things, mushrooms, you know, just random shit that I've collected throughout my life living here.
And like a babillion DVDs.
Yeah, a babillion legally purchased DVDs. And, so Sean, I noticed his living conditions currently were more than deplorable, and I was like, man, I feel bad for you. Here's my good deed for the year. You can come live with me for $300 a month. And he said,
a true friend.
And what did you say?
I said,
$300 a month?
$300 a month. That's what we
agreed
on. I said
$250 is what we agreed on.
I'm going to say $289.50.
I'm going to have to throw $250.50 at you.
You drive a hard bargain.
I'm sure.
But yes.
Minus
so,
my fee for being a live-in relationship counselor.
Oh, well, of course. So what do you think? You were over last night, much to my dismay, and we kind of sat you down in the middle of us, and we started being
counseling
like,
counseling session. Yeah.
Here's our problem, fix it. And you fixed it. How did you do that?
You know, Matt, usually I'm pretty modest about this, but
no, you're good.
I actually have an extremely high EQ, as well as an IQ. It's not only am I intelligent, but I'm also frequent, very empathetic, and I'm very easily able to sympathize and empathize with people.
Unlike you, Matt.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so I noticed something that you two have some, let's just say, communication issues.
Oh, we communicate.
A lot.
A lot. 3 days a week.
You think you communicate.
Well.
But how well are you communicating?
She hears me, but is she really listening?
Do we express ourselves
every
fully?
Night? I try to.
Well, I don't want to have
dick.
I don't want to really open this can of worms. So there's a lot to say on the issue of communication in general.
Well, why don't you just break it down?
Well,
the light version.
Okay, well, communication is both verbal and nonverbal.
Word.
I'm sure as you guys know. And what you're saying is not necessarily the message. It's how you're trying to communicate a message. And sometimes in translation, the other person receiving what you think is your message you're communicating doesn't quite get it.
Oh, so kind of a lost in translation,
that's
if
when we
you
have,
will.
That's when we have a communication breakdown.
Oh, word. Like when you have dropped packets when you're trying to send a no?
Okay. You're such a nerd.
Like,
instead when somebody says, you know, you're frustrating me right now.
So
they
just
say
my
something
cock.
Like, wow, you're a fucking dumb fuck. For example, or when a sensitive subject is brought up and somebody tries to use obscure, inappropriate humor to deal with the situation.
Snarky, obscure, yes. Inappropriate humor.
So what did you think about the whole conversation last night? Like, did I and him explain it well enough? Do you got a grasp of it?
Do you know what?
Do you have a suggestion?
You know, I have my notes, and as the time passes that we live together, I will share my thoughts and opinions with you guys.
Do you know what our problem is? Because if you don't, you're about to fucking find out.
Yeah, you're both fucking human.
Word.
How do
I just
change
blew
that?
Your fucking brain balls,
Charlie Clown
didn't it?
Says Lyrical equals the next Dr. Phil. And actually, Lyrical was the first Dr. Phil.
That's right.
Back in the day when we ran the Mind Orgy website.
Yep, that's right.
He was our Ask Dr. Phil.
That's right.
We made a page, a fake Dr. Phil page, and I did some Google keywording back in the day. This was a long time ago when you could still do that. And for a Google search of Ask Dr. Phil, our site was number 2, and we had a bunch of people that thought we were the real Dr. Phil pouring their hearts out into these comment forms that
and
I made.
We clearly weren't.
And we clearly weren't, and we made it clear. Like, our Dr. Phil image had, like, Dennis Rodman glasses and a cowboy hat, and a big sign with a red arrow that said, "Not this guy," pointing at him, "Not the real Dr. Phil," a little disclaimer, but people didn't read that, and we got legitimate fuck. I have them all still. Maybe we'll go through them one of these nights. But they really thought we were Dr. Phil.
Maybe that'd be a good segment for the Friday show.
Yeah, we could definitely start doing that. So we would take a few of these every week, and we would put them on the site and answer them, and just fuck it. It was horrible, man, the shit we were telling these people. But and then I would go out of my way to send them an email back just in case they didn't go back to the site and look. And I was like, Dr. Phil has taken the time to answer your question.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny, dude. We did this for quite a while. It was pretty great. But
it was entertaining.
Sean was the dude that would answer him, and I'd, you know, put in my 2 cents here and there. But he was our Dr. Phil, the first one.
So you said that if he didn't know the problem, that he was going to find
well,
out now.
I meant,
so go ahead and
not right now. I just meant he's moving in with us. If you don't know the problem, you're going to find out in the upcoming however long you live here.
Do we have a problem now, or are we
No,
okay.
No.
Can
we're,
I say something?
We're
can
cool.
Can I say something?
No.
We're raise your hand. We're cool now. For now.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
Okay.
Actually, no. I just want to say the only problem you two have is the same problem every couple has.
I've never had that problem.
Is you're both human.
Hey.
And there's going to be things about you that don't always fit. And the key is to...
Oh, it
make
fits.
Things fit.
To cram them hard enough until they break and fit. Nice.
It fits, and it actually fits quite nice. It's just I don't always want it in there.
When you guys are willing to overcome yourselves to become one with each other, that is when.
And then we'll ascend.
And then You will send into a state of legally bound contract, staying.
Whoa!
Taxed as one person. Because you're married. You can't fuck other people.
Garnet. Whoa! And all kinds of shit.
And if you break up, she gets half your shit, motherfucker.
Whoa! I am not. What is the upside to this? Why do people do this?
That's love, man.
So what is the upside?
And you got to go out and buy a fucking ring.
You can call it $1 million, doesn't make it good. What the fuck?
It's kind of one of the biggest scams in the world. Like the idea of life, the idea of lifelong mating is a good idea, I think. And
in
a lot
theory?
Of animals in nature do it. However, having it be a legally bound issue that the government has to have their hands in,
Hey, you know what else was a good idea in theory?
What?
Communism. Okay.
Well, you know what?
It was really good.
I know.
It was brilliant.
I'm just saying.
I've been engaged 4 times.
Jump into things much?
5th time is a charm.
Yeah, no. Your charm was 2 times ago and you missed it.
Nah, I didn't really want to marry him. I just kind of wanted the ring.
That a girl.
Upon all of them.
She's like fucking Lord of the Rings over here, just like collecting fucking engagement rings. Like
I even made my
own
trying
to bring them back all together.
Burn them into the fire of Mordor.
I even got to build my own ring once with like black diamonds and shit. It was hot.
That's fucked up, dude.
I pawned it.
That is some fucked up shit.
I got
shit.
A lot of money for it.
Well,
anyway,
real quick.
Hang on. This is hard talking with 3 people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, Sean.
Yes.
Dr. Phil.
That's me.
Dr. Sean. So you were intending on working with me, right? And had your first day of work
only
today.
When Matt's not home. I mean...
I had a question for...
Yes, caller. Hey, hold on. That's not how this works. Yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole.
So many people interrupting me.
Now there's 4 people talking. What's up, man? Who's this?
This is Charlie Klein. I just had a quick question for Lyrical.
Yes, my friend.
So I've been kind of talking to this girl, like, long distance, and we're into, like, doing the sexting thing and stuff. I'm wondering, how do we take it to the next level?
Okay, so you're having phone sex with this woman?
Can you forward?
No, not exactly, just like, you know, I can forward you some pictures, I guess, but it's just like,
nice.
You know.
Nice.
Well, what do you think is the next level? Could you elaborate on that?
I think you need...
Well, I want to get, like, more romantic and stuff, like,
like,
you want
know, you want to meet up, have a nice romantic evening,
you know,
and get laid.
I think I can take this question. I think the next level is going to be a Skype live video chat.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Thank you. See?
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Anytime. Bye. Follow back.
Chuck's Pants is a good one.
Thank you.
Invite her over and fuck her.
Duh. Chuck's Pants, awesome.
Anyway, so back to what I was
no,
saying.
No, but if you're sex messaging, the next logical step would be live video chat
messaging.
Right? I mean, come on.
Why don't you just sex message her and be like, hey,
why don't you
sex message me?
I would actually say that the first step is to find out if she doesn't have some fucking husband or boyfriend or
the
something.
The first step is to find out if she actually exists. Hey, guys, how would you rate that last call? Average?
It was all right.
It was good.
I think he was being quite serious about his plight, though.
Yeah. He says he needs to get a webcam.
Oh, I thought he was totally just joking.
Well, that's step one.
Well,
right
fuck.
You know, invite her out to a nice evening. Take her out to a movie and dinner or something and whatever.
I'm sorry I didn't take you more seriously, Charlie Clown. I thought you were totally kidding. But seriously, next step, Skype chat.
So anyways, I put in a good word for Sean with my manager and stuff and talked him up a little bit and
because
introduced him because I wanted to... What?
Because he's been begging you to get him a job.
No, he hasn't been begging
no,
me.
I know.
He asked
more like
me,
pleading.
Pleading.
No, he asked me if, you know, there was a position available. I'm like, yeah, there probably is. Let me talk to my boss. And so I get him in and I give him a good word and stuff and my boss ended up liking him and shit. And so what happened, Sean?
Oh, wait, are you not currently working there? I thought you worked there. You worked there tonight, right?
Yeah,
so.
Today was his first and last day.
until I start fall semester at school.
So what happened?
Oh, well, I have another job offer to do some construction work, which I've done a couple years of. And
not have to live with us?
Travel, make some money, be in and out of here, you know, throughout the summer and just...
That's cool, though.
Make money and go on the road and fuck some strange in a different town.
I just thought it was funny that, like,
He was waiting. Yeah. He was waiting so long for this job to start, and they were, you know, kind of pushing it back because they're trying to get it all ready. It's a lot of work, of course. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, he's in between jobs, so he's not making any money, which is why I was joking about him bumming smokes and stuff. Because I do. Yeah, because he totally does. But
one of the many things I ask Matt for on a daily.
No, because that one time I just gave you the rest of what I had. I was just like, that sucks not having smokes or money. I know what it's like, so here, take it. But, you know, it wasn't a begging thing. He sucked my dick for him, but, you know, it's business. But anyway, I thought it was funny that, yeah, he waited so long, and then the job finally starts, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I quit, by the way. That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead and explain, you know, you talk to him and stuff, and he kind of wants you to, he wants you in there.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants you all up in there.
He seems to have high hopes for me and seems to like me and respect my attitude and everything.
Good.
So this fall I start school, blah, blah. I'll be working there, blah, blah, blah.
You still going to school to tell people how to not be fat fucks?
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's called physical training, which you, my friend, might want to look into.
Whoa. You want to say something? You got something to say? Say it.
Well, we can take our shirts off and stand side by side. That should say plenty enough, boom.
Only if when we're done, boom, we can take our pants off.
Well, I'm sure once again you'd be embarrassed.
Shit.
I'm just a superior specimen.
Okay. Well,
I guess you could say.
All right.
Well, it is getting to be summertime. You do tend to lose weight in the summer.
I guess when you're a grunt digging ditches, you know, you get a workout.
Dude, I've been an unemployed fucker sitting on my ass for like a month, and I've lost more weight.
That's because you run everywhere you go because you don't have enough money to put gas in your fucking
car.
True.
And I've been unemployed for a while, and I didn't gain any weight.
That's because you're not a fat pig like Matt.
You know?
I don't sit down and eat a whole tub of ice cream either.
Quit buying ice cream and like...
Who left at like 11 o'clock at night to go get ice cream because you had to have it?
Show some self-control, right, fatty.
Whoa.
There you go.
Fine. All right.
Next topic.
Is this my intervention?
Yeah.
It's an interesting show.
You're not fat. You're just gaining a little weight.
I understand.
You're still gorgeous.
I know you're gaining up on me
in a little bit.
I notice it. All right. Well, speaking of big fat fucks, I do got a summer fashion tip for y'all. It's been warm out not today, but yesterday it was warm out.
It was nice yesterday.
And when it's warm out here, it's beautiful, and women tend to go outside in clothes.
Brings
maybe
out the flamboyant fatties.
A little more revealing. Well, I just want to say, maybe some of our larger listeners may not know this yet, but if you are over 200 pounds, it is maybe not a good fashion idea to wear all white. Now, when white gets water on it, it becomes a...
Transparent.
A transparent shade of sorts. And I saw this chick, and she was wearing white, big chick, and like walking away, like you could see each individual roll as it like moved in frequency and amplitude with the rest of her body. It was so gross. It was so weird. But, and then like white pants with, like, the sweat stain. Like, it was so foul, dude.
Was there camel toe sweating a little bit?
Yes, there was.
That's the worst kind of sweat right there.
So I know you're out walking and all that, and it's hot, but please, just don't wear any color but
ladies,
white.
Ladies, wear black. It's slimming, and you'll sweat off a few calories because of the extra heat.
When I saw her, I totally thought of that in my mind. I was like, fat people shouldn't wear white. And then, like, I looked again, and I was like, whoa, that's why. Holy shit. Mm-hmm, like, I know black's slimming, but white is revealing. And you could see, like, for real, I'm not making this up, like, every defining... It was so foul, dude. And just...
Could you discern the folds of her vagina through her clothes?
I couldn't tell where the vagina started and the stomach ended. Mm. Let's just leave it at
that. So, speaking of camel toes...
whoa.
Nice segue, huh?
Thank you.
Anyway, the chick I work with, the cute one or whatever...
Oh, here we go.
She's
super
cool.
Is that the skinny one?
Yeah.
She was kind of hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
That tattoo. She was single.
Camel toe like Camel Joe.
I don't think so. She's got the flower tattoo on her neck.
She's not single.
Call her out.
I don't think so.
Jesus.
Anyway, she's really cool. And I went outside
aside,
to smoke.
Camel toe aside, she's really cool.
I went out to smoke, and she came out with me, and she took her apron off, right? And she just walks up to me, looks at me, points at her crotch, and goes, camel toe. And I'm like, wow. Whoa. She's like, Oh, yeah. Like, she was super proud of it. She's like,
if you got it,
my camel toe.
Was it a nice camel toe?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Well, then.
It's pretty nice.
That just flaunt it.
It was pretty funny, though. She's like, I love these pants, but man, I got mad camel toe. She's like, thank God for this apron.
You can wear a maxi pad, and that'll fix that, right?
What?
If you like, if you strap a maxi pad to the front of your vagina, it'll just look like a like nothing's there, right?
It'll look like you have a pad on.
Isn't that what they're Oh. Well, a thin one, maybe. Maybe, could you just saran wrap your vagina, like, inward? Like,
no,
just
what you do is
tuck
put,
it in.
You put some a Q-tip down there in the in between the folds.
A Q-tip?
What? What?
I don't understand.
That wouldn't work.
I don't have to explain it. It wouldn't work.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
I don't know. It was just really funny. She just came out and like kind of like stuck her crotch out and pointed at like, camel toe. Check
That's
it
so
out.
That's so awesome. All right. Well, speaking
She's
about...
Cool.
And
you don't ever see guys go to each other and be like, hey, dude, moose knuckle.
Check it out, dude. Half hard on. Boom.
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 Sporting a chub. All
right. Well, speaking of animal sexual parts and stuff, I found the canine version of myself today.
Oh, yeah?
This was pretty awesome.
Was it a chihuahua?
No. It was, I'm walking up to this office, and there's a dentist's office right next to me.
You're not like a Rottweiler or a Pitbull.
No, it's there's just this little, just check this out. There's this little black dog.
You're like a Shih Tzu.
Any other dog species you'd like to?
Yeah, maybe. Like
I wasn't talking about species. I was talking about what the dog was doing. And if you'll shut your fucking mouth for a sec, I'll tell you what the dog was doing.
Do you not like being interrupted? What's
not
up?
In the middle of my stories. My stories are funny. Your
what?
Stories are boring
what?
And drawn out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My life sucks.
Here, I'll give you the notebook and you just figure it out, okay?
God, dude.
So,
you talk about your job. I talk about my job. You know, I have
I know.
No interest in delivering water.
Well, this is, has nothing to do with delivering water. This has to do with the dog and me.
And my camel
and
toe story was boring?
No,
fuck
that
you.
Was awesome, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway,
I want to meet her.
Don't ever interrupt me again.
Okay. So,
dick.
Little black dog with his dick just hanging out. Now, so I walk up and there's...
You're a
there
little
is,
black dog?
There's this little black dog sitting there, like medium-sized dog, not little, but a medium-sized dog. And he's like standing, but he's standing weird. And I'm like, what's going on? And like, I kind of keep walking and I look again. And he's got, like, this big old red rocket just, like, hanging out like this. And he's standing there, like, all weird, like, walking, but he's
like,
walking
I have
weird.
A boner.
Because he's got a boner. And I, like, looked at the dog, and I was like, that totally reminds me of, like, after I'm done jerking off or after we're done fucking. And, like, you got a boner, and you're walking around, and you're, like, taking extra care not to ram
not
it into
to,
something.
Yeah.
But, like, the dog was walking around. He was looking all, like, embarrassed and shit. And I, like, I look at the dog, and I see the red rocket. And then I, like, I'm like, ugh. And I, like, turn my head. And over here, there's an old guy coming out of this office totally staring at the dog and then staring at me because I was staring at the dog and was just like, what the fuck? And he, like, shook his head, like, just disappointed and walked away. And so I go in, and the dog ends up, like, sitting down, and I come out. And the dog's, like, curled up in a ball, just, like, licking the fuck out of his little red rocket.
Well, I mean, wouldn't
like,
you if you were a dog?
Well, and that's
had
what
a
I was
boner?
Thinking. I was like, dog, I totally feel your pain, dude, but I can't just, you know, start licking mine when it gets out of control like that. But he totally, he, like, had the weirdest look on his face. I was like, I totally know what you're going through, man, but you're, like, sitting here. And then, like, out of the dentist's office come these two little kids. And the dog, like, literally, like, 10 seconds just got done licking its big old red boner.
Goes,
and, like,
aww.
These kids run up to the dog, and they're petting it, and the mom is, like, holding the door talking to the dentist. And, like, the kids run over, and they're petting it, and the dog, like, jumps up and totally licks them. And I'm like, oh, dude, you got dog semen on your
nice.
Kid. And the, oh, it was so foul. But, yeah, dogs are not getting enough sex, apparently.
So, me talking about my cooking job is boring, but it's cool if you talk about dogs
with
boners.
It was a dog
with
a boner, and he licked these kids, dude. It was so funny. Yeah, I guess you had to be there.
Yeah, probably.
Nah, whatever.
Sorry. Just wanted to give you shit.
I know.
I'm good at that.
I saw this dude today. He held the door open for me, and he, like, looked at me square in the face, and he said, I was like, thank you. And he looked at me, and he said, take that thing out of your lip. And what? I totally half stopped and turned around, and he was already walking away. And I was carrying two jugs. And I was like, man, it's not even worth it.
Wow.
God damn it. Yeah, just out of the blue, holding the door for me, here you go. And then just out of nowhere, not even ha ha ha.
It wasn't even funny. You it got was some you need to take that shit out of your face.
Well, no, because usually when they do that, they're like, hey, you got something on your face. Yeah.
Hey, you got a booger.
But no, this guy was literally, he was, take that shit out of your lip. Okay,
no.
What? No. You fucking old fuck.
I get that a lot, too. It's stupid.
Take that cancer out of your colon. Oh, wait, you can't.
Yeah, take that dick out of your ass.
Die
jerk.
Like Dennis Hopper did.
Anyway.
So, we got some lovely BP oil update. Guess where the oil is now.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear it come out of your mouth right now.
Pensacola, Florida, this morning, the oil washed up on the shores.
Really? I wonder if it's going to go south.
Who called that, though, by the way?
You did.
I kind of did. I totally was
Florida, huh?
That shit's going to make it to Florida and fuck up all the fishing down there. That's were no way it won't get that far. And I was like, watch,
well,
it totally will.
Well, it's in Pensacola, and that's really north. Okay,
but still.
So. Yeah, but
it's going.
If you knew the currents that are around there, it will take it up and around.
Yeah, this dude actually made
I don't think it's actually going to follow the coast the west side of Florida.
Right, it won't do that. But this dude did make a computer simulation of how, with the currents, they did a dye test to watch the dye go, and then they made these simulations. And yeah, it will end up, if it does what the simulation says, in New York. Because the currents take it up, and it'll kind of pool. I guess it won't make it that far north, but it kind of pools right in the middle there.
Yeah, see,
between New York and Florida.
Oh well, where it's at now, it's up in the Panhandle and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
This happens with hurricanes and shit too. It looks like it's heading straight for Sarasota, Tampa, all that area, the middle of the west side of Florida. It looks like it's going right there, and then there's a low pressure and a high pressure system. That's right above and below that area. And the currents pull it outward. So it's going to bubble out and then hit Miami and then go up and around
but
the other side.
But it is approaching that season again, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what happens if a hurricane sucks up some of that stuff and then drops it off somewhere else? That'll be nice, huh?
Well, the hurricane won't hit the middle of Florida because of that.
Well,
those pressure systems.
I get that, but I mean,
so
it could possibly take it to places that the currents wouldn't,
right.
And then whatever currents are in place wherever it takes it will take it from there.
Well,
and
I mean,
then,
I wouldn't doubt if a hurricane started up in the Panhandle or even came up and went through the Panhandle and dispersed and just became a tropical storm.
Right, right.
That could come to the Sarasota area and stuff.
And I was thinking,
that.
Is it even
it could
possible?
Rain oil.
I don't know if it's possible, but can the oil go into the circulation system that creates the rain and from the clouds? Could it rain oil
that's
if it sucked it up?
That's
how
you get acid rain.
Well, right, but acid is different. Oil's really heavy.
It's
because
that shit's in the atmosphere.
Right.
Oil can't evaporate.
That's
it can
what I was
burn
wondering.
And release chemicals if it burns, but oil by itself won't.
It's too heavy, right? And it sits on top of the water, so it wouldn't evaporate into the clouds, right? That's why I was wondering. I couldn't figure out if it could do that or not.
Honestly, water, I'm pretty sure, is the only thing that actually evaporates.
Well.
Except for maybe, I might be wrong about that. Yeah. I'll check my book.
Okay. Why don't you check the 8-ball?
Did you hear that?
What?
I heard it.
Nah, that
car breaks. It's okay. So,
Anyways.
Moving on.
I really hope it does not hit the west side of Florida. Right,
what do you
there,
think of that whole thing, Sean? Do you think BP's, you think it's a conspiracy? We had some people saying it was a conspiracy.
It could be.
How so?
Well, just on the general idea that the world is a stage and sometimes things happen for a reason to distract us from something else.
Oh, so you're saying the old fake with the left, fuck with the right.
Yeah, the basic principle of, you know, misdirection.
Right, right.
Wave one hand. Yeah.
The reason why we have major sporting events 4 times a year.
Exactly.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
See,
it could just be a horrible, tragic fucking accident.
I was just...
Who knows?
It is pretty fucking horrible and tragic.
But that's what I was thinking. For something like that, some misdirection, like, you guys went a little beyond, like, what it would take for misdirection, right? Like, this is a major ecological disaster. Like, would they go that far to blow up an oil rig and risk maybe we can't stop a leaky oil well 5,000 feet underneath the ocean? You know, like, it seems like that's a little far to go. You know, blowing up World Trade Center, I understand. Pearl Harbor, I totally get. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is going to affect the world, possibly. So that's, really? I don't know. I have a hard time thinking that it's a conspiracy.
Chuck's Pants says, I want to hear more about this water being the only thing that evaporates.
I fucking knew that was
Lyrical
coming.
Lyrical Science Corner?
Awesome.
It's like I said, I'm not 100% sure on that.
So what about...
I'm probably wrong.
What about isopropyl alcohol? Would you say that evaporates or does not evaporate?
That, I guess, evaporates.
Okay, shut up.
Amham says a hurricane can pick up the oil. I was pretty sure that it could rain oil.
I know that because a hurricane water spouts like that will pick up fish and drop them, you know, 100 miles away. But I was saying just by the natural course of the current and the water evaporates, gets sucked into the clouds rain, and that whole weather cycle, would the oil evaporate with the water and go into the clouds and rain down as oil?
I'm sure the water wouldn't be completely clean.
Do you think it would have some traces of that shit?
Traces of it, but I don't think it would just be like black fucking
what? Right, like literally raining oil. Yeah. Like, get out your fucking Castrol 10W30s and fill it up.
What,
you know,
is the word for when a oil mixes with a liquid? It's
viscosity.
No.
Oh, a solution or a solvent?
No, there's some word congeal. It's some word that actually describes
like what's happening.
Yeah. How an oil mixes together with water, how it doesn't really mix together. Huh. The oil just breaks up into like...
Oh, you know. Amham says, don't worry about it because Jesus will save us all. So.
Oh, okay.
And that was weird. I was reading some stories about like the oil stuff and their estimations, and there's all these calculators now that people have coded up that it'll let you move a slider bar that's like how many gallons are coming out per day, and it does all the calculations of how many, you know, depending on what's coming out. But one of the quotes in one of these stories was a guy down there, and he said it reminded him of the Book of Revelations, the part where it said the oceans and the water will turn red. He said out there, when the people that are cleaning it up, like out in the ocean, it looks like blood out there because of the way it mixed or something. I forget what exactly caused it, but yeah, he's like, it has a red crimson tint to it.
Well,
it
did say all the fish in the sea would die in the
because of BP.
Red.
Really? Is BP the Antichrist?
Well, maybe probably. We just went too far, man.
That's what I kind of think. But some people are like, no, it's a conspiracy to move more the cap tax on it, no more offshore drilling. They did it for that reason. They did it to make these companies go more to research green energy.
Why would you jeopardize so many people? And why would you do this to yourself?
Maybe that's what I'm saying. I can't see it being a non-purpose thing like
that. Maybe when you're really, really old and you have a fucking fuck ton of money and you just want to make more and you know you're going to die soon,
it just
doesn't matter to you. You don't care.
I hear you.
I mean, I don't care if I fuck the world. Who cares?
They put so many people out of jobs. I mean, they cut down on people's,
you know what I heard today?
Activities and shit.
I'm not going to say who said this because it's kind of embarrassing. But and yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Hold on for a sec. But somebody today said, well, look at the bright side. At least they made some jobs, with all the cleanup and everything. I was like,
but you also got rid of a shit
did
ton
you
of jobs.
Seriously, just say that. Well, at least they made jobs. You know, people wiping the oil off of these dying animals. You know, at least
that's so much fun.
Yeah, because I'm sure that
fulfilling job.
That pays lovely wages. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Oh, about time. My turn.
Oh fuck, your turn. Who's this?
Josh.
What's up, Josh?
I live in Alaska, dude. I've dealt with this shit firsthand with the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
Cool.
It took out Cordova's fishing industry 100%. The cod are gone still. It's 25 years later, 30 years later now.
No shit.
The oil companies have paid literally, I don't know, I think in total they've probably paid to the people that they've put out of business maybe $100,000 total.
Total to everybody,
the whole community of Cordova.
Oh wow!
They ain't paid shit.
Yeah, that's
and people are dying. you know, all the old people that own their fishing businesses, they're dying and they'll never see a dime of that money.
That's what somebody said today, that like all of these people, like the people that say just went out and invested money in their fishing business and are making payments on like two boats and a house and all that, like their lives are fucking over.
Yeah, well, a lot of Alaskans have been going down there to give advice to fishing companies to say, hey, document your fucking losses now. You need that shit written down on paper because you're going to need it later. Because I got news for you. Bubba Gump Shrimp Company or whoever the fuck shrimping down there, they're fucked, dude. They're, yep. Those are gone. They'll never see those returns ever again.
That's so crazy.
I mean, even now, they were just showing pictures. I was so glad they did it on national news. They brought a guy up here on for NBC News.
Right.
They brought him up here, and they went and dug. They did the shovel test. Like I was telling people, you go to Cordova, you throw a shovel in the ground, you can dig literally 2-3 inches under, and there's fucking oil still there.
That's what I was wondering what you were talking about. I heard that on your latest episode, and you guys had mentioned that just briefly, and I was kind of curious what you were talking about. So that's still left over.
Go down to the beach, drive a shovel down into the ground and pop it up, you know, like you just dig like a small hole.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's fucking thick black ass tar underneath.
And
there,
that's left over from 25 years ago.
30 years later.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
Man. Oil don't evaporate. The shit stays.
No shit. So it is quiet. So basically you're saying it is impossible for the oil to go into the rain clouds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's all we needed to know. Thank you.
But I mean, like, the people of Florida, the people all around that coast, Mississippi, all those guys, man, they're done.
That
fishing's gone for them. And they've already doubled. They've done way more damage already than the Exxon. I mean, what they say, they're talking about, like, it could have doubled what it's put out already, and it's shit's still leaking.
Well, and check this
45
out.
45 days later.
We were talking about that at work today, and they were saying, you know, it's worse than the Exxon Valdez. And I was like, well, no shit. The Exxon Valdez was a tanker. Once it drained, that was it. It was done. This is a natural
Well, those tankers are fucking huge.
Well,
dude.
I get that, but
those tankers are huge. Like, they were talking about just taking it and hooking up that leak to a tanker, and it'd hold for about a week.
Right,
like
but
a week for that thing to fill that tanker.
What I'm saying is that it's finite. Eventually, the tanker will empty. This, we don't know how much oil is in this reservoir. Like, it could go for years, you know? It's fucked up, man.
Yeah, they need to fucking cap it.
So what do you think? You seem to finally know something smart. What's the end game with this?
Everybody give Josh a round of applause.
Josh, for finally knowing some stuff about some stuff.
We're proud of you, man.
Yeah. Hey, and the fucked up part is I'm kind of drunk.
Yeah. Nice. So what is the end game? What do we do? Find BP and have the government fix it? Or how does this fix?
No, nobody. I don't know, man, because nobody's been able to fix it up here. So
do you think,
pretty sure we're just going to, like, wash the rocks off a little bit, scrub some ducks, and call it good. And as far as the fishing returns, they're fucked, dude.
Fuck, man.
It's like, these people up here barely get any kind of media. They get local news media, and I think one time they got put on the news because they finally got it to Supreme Court.
Right.
To hurry up and twist Exxon's arm to pay out some cash. I mean, BP will go out of business. A whole new company will take over. They'll switch their name over to whoever the fuck bought them out.
Right.
And nobody's getting no money.
Well, what I heard is
pretty
that...
pretty much, dude, I mean, everybody's fucked.
What I heard is...
Listen to the song, we're fucked.
Basically, cue the song.
Yeah, this shit's gonna fuck the planet up, so you might as well just kiss your way of fucking life goodbye right now and start buying guns
down
and canned
there,
goods.
Stop fishing, start raising some fucking cattle.
No shit, huh? So I heard,
you
though,
know,
that it's not...
be the same.
I heard it's not really BP that's gonna feel a lot of it. Like, they'll feel some of it, but I heard whoever insures BP is gonna be broke, because that's who will end up having to pay.
Sure, but BP, it'll definitely come out their fucking pockets too, dude. There's premiums and there's deductibles.
But,
imagine what the deductible on that payment's going
to
be.
Well, yeah, for real, that's true. But is that like a drop in the bucket compared to what they've made in the last forever?
You never know. You never know. I mean, Exxon's still going, though. And they fucked up Royale, dude. And we had some pretty pristine waters out here.
Yeah, no shit, man. That's fucking sad, dude. It's like,
you know, like
this is our planet.
Thousands of millions of different type of fish and shit. That's all gone. Well, not all gone. They're
mostly
gone. They're starting to come back, but the herring's gone.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about the last show, is there's, you know, fish down in Florida right now that have just come back from being on the endangered species list.
Yeah, right.
And now this is going to hit and throw them right back into it, if not make them extinct. Dead. You know, and
how many of those fish also lay their eggs in them fucking headwaters?
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
All of them.
The oil is coating. All them eggs, that whole batch of eggs is toast. That's what they think, how they wiped out the herring up here.
A whole generation.
Not Cordova, anyway.
For people like me, you know, that really love the fish and stuff, it really hits home, man. It's like, wow, this is really fucking tragic. And I was so happy when a lot of these fish got pulled back off the endangered species list and they started making, you know, seasons and stuff for them so I could start catching them and keeping them again. And now for this to happen, it's like I'm never going to be able to do that again because they're going to all fucking die off. And it just ruins my happiness in the Gulf, man.
And more than that, it's our planet.
That sucks, dude. I feel really bad for those people down there.
What happens if they can never stop this fucking thing and it just fucking thrashes the whole ocean and
we'll live like
dies.
Water world.
They'll probably oil what they'll world. End up doing most likely is they'll try to take a few more of those because there's a shit ton of offshore drillers there.
Right.
I think what they could do is tap into the same reservoir that they're sucking from and try to throw like a different kind of pressure down in there so where they can
equalize
it from shooting out to where they actually have to pump mud in to get the oil out. They just need to equalize the pressure of the well.
Right. Mm.
Why don't you get up there and fix it, man?
Because I don't have the money to do that, and I don't like working on oil rigs anymore.
And he's too drunk.
And he's drunk.
Right.
And nice. I'm drunk.
Right on, man.
And I don't have much of an ambition to fix things.
Yeah. I think they got in over their head. Like, they're, like, saying how they've never attempted to fix anything at this depth. It's like, well, you attempted to fucking drill at that depth. You didn't think maybe something's going to go wrong and we might have to try to fix this.
Oh, no, we have six fail-safes. There's
yeah,
no
I heard
need
that.
To be safe, but, you know, there's no need to have a backup plan. There's six fail-safes.
You know,
we'll never have to do a cleanup because there won't need to be one.
You know who else had fail-safes?
Retard.
The Ancients. You know what happened to them? They got killed by the Wraith. Just saying. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for the call, Josh. BigMousePodcast.com.
Com. Holler.
Holler back. You drunk fucker. Right on. Josh Smith, everyone.
I love that guy.
He's a great guy.
I would love to go up there and have him take me halibut fishing.
Well, when we do that, we could swap, too, because he doesn't like to fuck kind of like you, but his girl loves to fuck kind of like me. So a wife swap just then.
No.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Thank you, sex coach. Remember, you promised you would take any advice he gave while he was living here as our sex coach.
I didn't promise.
Did you really?
I got it in writing.
No, you did not.
She was asleep, but I put the pen in her hand, you know.
Well, I've got some advice for you.
What?
Leave Matt, date me.
Oh!
Oh, boom.
Word to that.
Wow. Anyway...
Awkward. I think this living arrangement just got a lot more awkward now.
I told you, man. When he said that, I was like, good luck, dude. You know what the sitch is. Good luck. If you can get her to fuck you, I applaud. Because I can't. I can now, but I couldn't before.
Dude, you always say that. Like,
I know.
2 days after we haven't had sex.
I know. Like, it seems like 2 months. I'm like, fuck. What's
Matt,
a vagina look like?
You give
I
me
forgot.
A guilt trip.
Maybe
it's
you're
horrible.
Addicted to sex, Matt.
Oh, am I a sex addict?
You need to go to, what is that, Porn Nation? You need to start.
Yeah,
doing
okay.
That.
You want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah,
I got
let's
a couple,
go and do that.
Couple news stories I want to go through before we get out of here. But yeah, I was cruising around online earlier today, and I posted a link to this. PornNation.com. If you, it's a whole, the whole site's made out of flash. It's fucking horrible. But if you click the About page, it brings you up this video. And how I saw this, I was watching this documentary that CNBC did. I don't know if you can call it a documentary, but it was called Porn, Business of Pleasure.
Oh, wow.
See what they did there with the...
I was looking at your notes, and I was like, he must have just meant... Or
no, I meant business of pleasure. And Melissa Lee, no relation, is the CNBC anchor who reported this. And I have to say, if you guys have a chance to watch it, you should watch it. It's pretty cool. But Melissa Lee is so fucking hot for a news anchor. Google Melissa Lee. She's an Asian. She's so fine, and the whole time she's interviewing these porn stars and shit, and, like, talking to all these industry people, I couldn't help but think she was like, she kept doing this weird thing with her lips where she'd do like the little pouty face, like, I could do porn, huh? Like, God, I'm leaving CNBC and I'm going to go work for Digital Playground. You know, like that kind of shit. And I notice at, I don't know if it's how it was shot or what, but maybe they left the camera on for like a second too long on her. And she would go from her normal news face to like this like kind of sexy, like, you know, kind of sticking out her back. But like for a split second, like if you weren't like really checking her out, you probably would miss it. It was so funny, though, like, the whole time. I'm just thinking, like, man, she is totally... The next time we see Melissa Lee, it's going to be on Deep Throat 6, and it's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah. But, yeah, so it was a documentary news style all about the porn industry and how they're changing, how it started out, and guys are like, oh, porn's been around since the caveman days with these stupid little stick figure fucking pictures.
Right.
And then, you know, the Chinese picture all through the ages, and now we have it in the modern age with computers and this. And the porn DVD sales are down, and, you know, everyone's in a recession, but they're like, it's because everyone's getting their shit for free online. All these free porn searches, all these tube sites, they call them now, RedTube, porn tube, you know, all those, like YouTube, but for porn. Right, YouPorn, all those tube sites. People are just going there for their porn. Because people, when they watch porn...
Who the fuck needs to buy porn? It's all over the internet. Fuck it.
You're watching it at like 10, 15 minutes a clip, right? You're not watching... You're not like, I'm going to sit down and enjoy this film. You know, it's
porn. No one buys porn to watch the whole thing. You know what? I bet you if you jerked off every day to porn, it would probably take you about a month to watch
and, like,
the entire porn.
Turn it off as soon as you came.
Right.
Not trying to go for double nuts like I've been
you
doing
lately.
You just
get it done and over with and watch only that part of how long it takes you to come. I bet you it would take you about a month to watch an entire, hour and a half porn movie.
I'm kind of a fast forwarder, you know? I'll even have my video window open and I'll go through, like, five different movies before I... But see, I've been double coming lately. Like, jerking off twice in one sitting. You ever do that?
I can't do that, man. It starts to hurt.
I sometimes, only when I'm seriously horny. I just wants to say enough, man.
I never used to be able to do that, but
that's
lately.
When you're a sex addict.
I can do it every time.
Pretty soon, busting one nut leads to two, then three.
I know.
And you just need more busting nuts to get the same buzz, man.
It takes a while, I'll tell you.
So you bust your nut and then you just keep rubbing and going?
And you just do it again. That's how I do it.
That's hard, man.
I know.
It takes some concentration.
Actually, at first,
fucking,
it's not.
Let me tell you.
You have to work a little bit to get hard again. Sometimes.
Right. It's actually not hard, but sometimes. Then it gets hard. But it takes a while. That second nut, man, you got to work for it, I'll tell you.
I can't do that.
You earn it. You fucking earn it. But when it happens, oh, man.
Well, see, like, the other night, he was like, I thought you came again. And I was like, no. And he's like, can't you have multiple O's? And I'm like, no.
You're I'm like
not
what's,
with you.
I'm like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your vagina? And she's like, actually, it's your penis. And that, I got
no,
sad.
It's just my orgasms are so fucking intense that it just...
One's all you need,
have
huh?
To. Yeah, I can't do them back to back. I have to have at least like an hour in between.
Wow.
It gets super sensitive, dude. After I bust my load, I'm like, don't fucking touch it.
Amazing.
I guess,
though. Don't even
look
at it. You know, don't even think about it.
I guess it does. It takes about an hour, because by the time I hit that second nut, I've put in a good, you know, hour or so.
Wow,
yeah,
dude.
The second one takes some finesse.
Yeah, some finesse, some furious jerking.
And you don't want to go too hard.
You rip the fucker off.
You over-jerk and... See, that's probably me. If I go too hard the second time, I'll over-jerk and I just can't get off.
I've over-jerked before. That's no good.
No.
Because then you walk around with a half-limp dick
the whole
day.
Doesn't your arm start hurting?
It does.
Have you seen these guns? These arms don't hurt. My hands get kind of crampy from my typing, but not my arms. I could jerk off for fucking days if I didn't have these
hands. You are a sex addict.
Okay, so sex addiction. Check this out. She ends up... goes through the whole thing, tries to get into a porn. They say, come back later. She is so hot. And then she comes across this guy called Michael Leahy. L-E-A-H-Y. Apparently, he's a porn addict. Apparently, Michael here, he got busted cheating on his wife. He actually says he made a confession to his wife
Oh, yeah.
Because she caught him cheating. Like, really, dude?
He's like, I had been having an affair for some time, and I confessed that to my wife. Well, rather, she caught me. Yeah.
If you will.
Like, essentially, I got caught.
If you will.
Essentially.
He literally says that. It's so funny the way he says
it. The look on his face, he's like, I got caught.
And I think this guy...
My bad.
I firmly believe this guy set a precedent. This man was like, he didn't put the blame on the hoe or the alcohol. He said, you know what? Maybe I have a problem. I have an addiction. Because as we know, when people have alcohol or drug addictions, it's not their fault. It's a disease. So he's like, I'm going to spin this. And you know what that fucker did? He has written 3 books.
Made an empire.
He's out of how evil porn was. Because you got caught cheating on your wife. Doesn't make porn bad, dick. You're ruining it. He's going to all these college campuses, like, preaching the word of God, somehow, intermixed with this porn message.
And, you know, he said that he's in a new relationship, and he said that it's the first relationship he's been in that he's hasn't been sexual.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I guess if you were addicted to sex or whatever before,
you know why?
Just cut it all out.
Yes, you can. You know why?
Why?
Because now he's dating God.
But how can you just give up sex completely?
Because he got his balls removed and then he started dating God. He's a liar. That's how. He uses this whole thing because his wife caught him cheating. And now he's got to continue the masquerade because he's got a nonprofit called Brave Hearts.
I mean, I'm not
he makes money off of.
Well, not profit.
You know, I'm not a huge sex fiend by any means. But I wouldn't cut out my romantic part of my life.
There was a part in it when he's like, sometimes, you know, I still think about it. Oh, sure. Day by day. Sometimes I'm in the grocery store and I walk by the magazine aisle and I start thinking about it.
He beats off a lot.
And they show pictures. It's like the Red Book, Vanity Fair,
you know,
Fish and Game.
I gotta say, whenever,
like, really?
Whenever I walk by those magazines, I start thinking about sex or beating off. I'm like, oh, I'm going to beat off when I go home.
Fucking A.
Fucking hot. Model in a bikini, you know.
Mental snapshot.
I must have a problem because I saw a fucking extremely hot woman in almost nothing, and I want to beat off. Yeah, I have a problem.
But can this really be an addiction like drugs, though, and alcohol? Like, do you seriously get sick and have withdrawals if you don't fuck?
Yeah, I think you do.
I get cranky. Fuck yeah, I turn into a cunt.
Well, that's with
but
symptom of withdrawal.
I'm not. No, I'm not physically sick. I'm comparing it to, like, opiate addiction and withdrawals. Like, you do not have seizures and vomit and shit yourself and get super sick from it. You just get irritated because I like to fuck. That's all. So I don't know. I don't think it's... I think he was using it as a cover-up because popped.
Oh, yeah.
Or not.
And to make money.
His wife was hot, too, which is weird.
Bad looking.
That makes it even worse is when you're with a girl that is really attractive.
Because you know what?
And that makes you want to have sex even more.
If she ain't fucking you, she's fucking somebody.
That's what they say.
I know. It's exactly what they say. So that's funny. She just caught him first, is how that works.
You know, I had lack of sex. I had my sexual addiction destroy a relationship one time.
Really?
Yes.
And he's writing a very sad song about it.
That's interesting.
Not about the sex part, but...
but the woman in general.
You want to sing it for us?
It's not... people are not ready for this.
No?
No. Okay. I wasn't ready for it. I almost cried.
Wow, really?
I had to give him a hug. I was like, Sean, it was deep.
Yeah?
Balls.
And then I
deep.
Went back to doing the dishes.
Fuck him? Oh.
Well, emotionally, you know.
This is going to get so awesome with
you know
all three of us living
on
here.
The couch? I'm so sorry.
I thought that was from me
actually,
sitting here putting in 2-hour jerk sessions, not wearing any clothes.
Well, we're going to have to put a slowdown on that.
Sniff
since
it.
I'm going to be moving.
Sniff
in,
it. Is
so.
It me? Is it mine? Or is it his? Who
what?
Knows? Sniff it.
Yours smells like Skittles half the time.
That's right.
No, really, it doesn't. It smells like semen.
Smells like bleach.
You know, you're retarded. Semen
you're retarded.
Does not smell like bleach.
Bleach
it just smells
like semen.
Semen.
Okay.
It smells like a salty liquid.
So, yeah, and you know how he gets these kids tricked into it? He said he uses a very interesting technique. He makes his flyers as such to where the kids, if you looked at it...
It says, I hate porn.
No, not that. But his actual flyers, not the chalkboard. But his flyers... He said he makes them a certain way so that people don't know if the thing is for or against porn. That way, his message
oh, yeah,
at least
it says, "What is it?
Porn Nation."
Yeah, Porn Nation, and it kind of looks like.
But
Sean
the posters,
was saying the Metallica.
Yeah,
logo.
They're all like hip and cool, and yeah. like, "Hey, do you like porn? Well, come on and listen to this." And then he gets there, he's like, "I'm a porn addict until I found God," and then like everybody walked out because it's college, and hello, people are having sex in college, dude. Just because you got caught cheating doesn't mean I will. So. I just thought that was funny. You guys can check it out, pornnation.com. It's a horrible, shitty flash
site. But, like,
site,
all
but
those, like, on if, the board and stuff, everybody was like, I hate porn, it ruined my
Yeah, that was a write-up board.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, you know, yeah, okay, if you're addicted to porn, yeah, cut down. But don't cut it completely out. That's stupid. Looking at porn is just fine. And there's chicks out there that think looking at porn is fucking cheating.
Cheating? I've heard that. And I would never, ever, ever date a girl like that.
I mean, that's stupid.
I couldn't. It's porn. And if I was fucking the porn and the porn was fucking me back, then okay, maybe. But it's on a screen. It's really? If I'm looking at porn, I'm far past the point of thinking about fucking something. So the deed is done, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
might
you
as
know
well.
What? Porn's fun to watch with your partner.
Absolutely.
To get aroused and get in the mood. Maybe get some tips from it, you know? Be like, hey, that looks fun. Let's try that.
Dude, when I was a kid, I learned most of my good moves from watching porn.
Yeah,
and
me
the
too,
girls,
dude.
When I was a kid, you know, they didn't know. So when you're 16, 17, pulling out some shit like that, the girls were like, whoa. You know, they didn't know. It was great.
I don't know. I just, whatever. Anyway, you're just throwing
hey,
pipes
we got it.
And lighters.
Chill.
You're freaking me
we
out.
We got it. It's cool.
You are worrying me right now.
Okay, so porn good, oil leak bad. Oh, the other thing I did want to mention, going real quick back to the oil spill, I found a couple awesome sites. If you go to thejamhole.com/Twitter, look on my Twitter account if you didn't see these earlier. They set up 24-hour feeds of the submarines that are down there with the oil. So
oh, yeah?
If your phobia of
and
the...
And they have sweet cameras.
I call it the depression cam. Because if you're happy and you want to just get sad instantly, turn on that feed and just sit there and watch 24 hours a day of oil just going into the world. It's so crazy. And I found one. That's one of them. And there's a link on my Twitter account. The other one I didn't post anywhere. I'll post a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com. It's all 12 cameras. Every submarine they have that they're using has a live camera hooked up to it. They have this fed to a page on the PBS website. So you can go there, and depending on which submarines are being used at the moment, you can watch all of their cams on one page. It's pretty cool. It's kind of sad. Like I said, it's mind-blowing to just sit there. I watched it for like 10 minutes. I just sat there. I was like counting gallons.
Oh,
just
my
seriously,
God.
Dude. Like my mind was just blown. I'm like, there goes that species. There goes the whales.
That one and that
there
one.
Goes the sharks. There goes the bird. Yeah, like it's so amazing to watch it just at, like
bellowing
in
out.
Real time. Yeah, dude. I'm just waiting to
it
see
looks
like
a chimney.
I'm waiting to see
smoke.
The devil like pop his little horn head out and like look around and make sure no one's watching and then just kind of like sneak out in the cloud of oil, you know, and be like, "Let's party."
Anyway, off of that subject, I have to go ahead and say congratulations to my little brother.
Thank you. Oh.
God. My brother will be graduating high school tomorrow. And he is actually the first Witten to graduate high school on time.
Really?
Yeah.
Bravo. Michael, congratulations.
And he gets good grades. He's actually really smart.
He is.
He's
That's
a very
good.
Intelligent kid, and I hope he puts it to use. And I'm just, it blows my mind. You know, I could have done high school twice. It took me an extra 4 years to graduate.
Right.
And I didn't do it in a regular school either, you know. He actually stuck through and did high school.
Well,
like,
now he
really
can,
cool.
Now that he's graduating, he can enter the world and start looking for a job washing dishes.
Yeah,
like the rest of humanity right now.
I think he's going to get a job at Walmart or some shit.
Nice. Hey, cool. Michael, if you listen to this, have higher aspirations than Walmart, please.
Well, he wants to do that because it's transferable and he wants to be able to go to college and stuff.
Well, yeah, so. But I'm saying, like, make sure you do go to college if that's what you want
to
do.
I think he's going to go to the college out in, like, Washington.
Don't do what most people do, Michael, and, like, settle for that. Like, you'll be like, I'm just going to get this job while I'm going to school. And then, you know, maybe something happens. You get a girl pregnant. Who knows? And then you're like, pretty soon you're stuck and no more going to school. No more life. No more motivation. Yeah, you just settle for the job you have. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Go make music.
You are very talented doing that. Go make music.
Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations. I'm pretty proud of my brother. And I'm going to go and actually go to his graduation and watch him.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yep, at 3 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
Right on. So, yeah, tomorrow we got something we're doing in Polson, Montana. If you guys are local, I know Charlie Clown, anyone else local, if you guys want to come down and party with us, what's the deal, Sean? I heard something about Jello Wrestling, and I said I'm in.
Yep.
What are we doing?
We are going to a Jello Wrestling benefit for the Shriners Children's Hospital at the Wolf Den Bar in Polson, Montana.
The Wolf Den Bar, Polson, Montana. What time?
Show up at 8.
8 p.m. The Wolf Den Bar, Polson, Montana, Saturday, tomorrow.
That's right.
We will be there. What are we doing? We rapping? We
I'm keeping the party going? Helping hosting, and we'll probably spit a couple raps, maybe. Or
word.
Just, you know, be on the scene, because that's what
just
rappers
hang out
do.
And help the Shriners. That's I love right. those guys.
You know what? I went to the Shriners most of my life, actually.
Seriously?
Because I have problems in my shoulder and my neck. And every year I would go there to get x-rays, and they would tell me,
hook it up?
You're going good. You're not a hunchback, so you're
nice.
Good.
Nice. Well, that's cool, man. So, yeah, if you guys are local, like I said, we'll be there. 8 o'clock, Saturday, the Wolf's Den. What is this Jello Wrestling? Tell me more about that.
Well, from what I last heard, we had 16 girls signed up.
Did we?
Several days ago.
Did we get pictures first so we could say you yes, you no, you maybe, you
not
yes?
Really. It's a surprise for us.
Oh, word to that.
We're not involved in it, putting it together.
Right. We're just going to go there. We may just turn around and leave. I don't know. No, we won't do that. But, yeah, so that should be a good time.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to come because I have a few things to do.
I want to give a special shout out to my father over in Iraq.
Oh, yeah? How long has he been there for now?
He's been going back and forth for years.
Wow.
Like 6 years.
You don't see him much, huh?
No, he used to listen to the Jam Hole a lot.
I remember that. He like wrote us in a letter once a long time ago, dude. Oh man, I totally remember that.
I think he was online a minute ago because over there it's morning. He's getting ready to start work.
Oh, word. So, can you tell us anything about what he's doing over there? Like, is it all hush hush or just private consulting contractor?
He just does some security shit.
Security shit.
Yeah.
Private sector or
private sector?
Military, really?
But for the government.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man.
That's all I can say.
So,
but, yeah, I won't be able to. Charlie Klein was asking if I was going to be wrestling.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't even.
Anyway, sorry. Wait, hold up. I didn't get to finish my shout out.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Dad. Miss you. Hope you're safe. Okay.
Shout out. Hold on. And shout out.
All right.
Okay. Amen.
So Charlie Clown want to know if I would be wrestling out there. No, I will not be. I can't go. I do have the graduation to go to for my little brother. And then afterwards, I believe I'm going to be having a barbecue at my boss's house for like a cook's get-together type thing. Like a powwow type deal, you know.
Word.
A bonding experience.
Do a little drinking. Do a little smoking.
Nah. Just everybody get to know each other type of deal. You know, try to have a good time, get a good vibe going around.
Right.
Everybody respects each other. No fucking bad.
So when you're all
drama.
At work and you're like, go do that, they're not like, fuck you. They're like, yeah, bro, I'll do that, Daniel. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool,
basically.
Man. Yeah, I was going to go to that, but I kind of want to go to this. And
yeah, you need to.
I haven't
get
really
some exposure.
Gone out. I haven't gone out to Jack's last couple weeks, so
I know,
I'm going to do
and
this.
And it seems like every time you miss going there, Sean always is like, oh, man, you should have been there. It was so awesome, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, I know. But the last couple weeks I've been doing the hot box on Tuesdays, and usually Tuesdays was my one day during the week to kind of chill and catch up on shit. So since we started doing that, I've been kind of skipping my Thursdays, rapping at Jack's. And I was just like, you know, I'm not – It's not like I have to be there, so I start rationalizing it to myself. I'm like, I need to catch up on this. Or, like, last night, the night before that, I was up to, like, 5 in the morning. Then I had to go to work. And I was just really beat and just not feeling it. But, yeah, I know. I'll start going back. I need to take a couple days.
Last night, some promoters were there, and they were impressed with a certain member of the rap troupe.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to ask, are all three of us going up? Because, as you know, there's three of us in this
to do
group.
What? The show in Polson?
Yes.
No, our...
what happened there?
Fearless leader, Papa Pill, a.k.a. Extra Def.
Whoa, what? Your fearless leader?
Well, he's kind of the front man of FOS. I don't know who made him the front man.
He is FOS, basically.
Pretty much.
And then there's, you know,
and
us.
Then we, and Friends, which is
and,
us.
FOS and Friends.
Which is 406 Entertainment, MySpace.com/FOS.
A.K.A. Matt of the Jam Hole and Sean of Matt's third bedroom.
A.K.A. Lyrical.
A.K.A. Lyrical, right.
Small cliff note there. Anyway, he's not going because originally me and him were supposed to do it. And some bad business dealings went down when nobody could reach him because he was out camping. So decisions were made. I don't know. Shit got fucked up. That's their deal. I'm still going.
So yeah. What's going on with him? He's still picking MySpace fights with people? I haven't really talked to him in a couple weeks.
You know, I don't know. I think he's kind of trying to chill out a little bit, but...
That's good.
I think he may have graduated to picking real fights with people.
Oh, for real? Like,
I hear some shit being said that he's making some threats to send people down to this...
Who is he going to send down? You?
Well, I don't know. Why don't we check his status really quick?
What's his stat? Give me a Isaiah Papa Pill / Extra Def status update.
Well, I'm going to look at
how many
right
names
now.
Are there.
Yeah, well, what's the story? He changed his name. Did we ever really talk about that?
No.
Papa Pill, a.k.a. Extra Def.
I like the name Papa Pill because it's funny. It's like, haha, you can pop a pill and he's like Papa Pill.
Right, because his girlfriend has a kid. Okay, that is funny.
Right. I thought that was right? kind of a
is
cool play
funny?
On words.
I
just like the play
funny.
On words. I thought that was cool. But Extra Def,
no.
I don't really like that because it's like a knockoff of Most Def.
Or Tone Def, or there's a rapper named Tone Def. Or,
yeah, and I understand that he's partially deaf in one ear, but like...
Right, so that makes sense.
It does, but I think Papa Pill's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
I'm
more
not
catchy.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. I was never into, like,
it's
the word
immature.
Deaf.
It's still immature.
I never liked the word deaf. Yeah. Like, when kids were going around saying, that's deaf. It was like, oh, that's sick. Like, I don't know. I didn't really like. Like, say anything is negative and it turns into a positive. Like, oh, man, that's...
That's bad.
That's bad. Yeah, exactly. Like that. It's weird. So what's
that's
give me
wicked.
Give me a status update. Yeah, dude.
I'm still looking.
That's Wicked Witch of the West, man. Oh.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Big Mouth says no. Sean's just staring at the chat blankly.
Yeah, I'm looking on fucking.
All right. Well, while you're looking for that, I got a couple stories here before we get out of here. This was kind of interesting. A 20-year-old Amherst man was sentenced Wednesday to 30 months of probation after being arrested
for
what do you think? Trying to steal. Blank diapers. Now, this is multiple choice.
Used.
Are you going to... Okay. I was going to give you... I was going to say clean or dirty,
yeah!
But all right. Trying to steal used, dirty, disgusting diapers from an Amherst home back in September. Dylan Makuski was convicted of possession of burglary tools. What is that? Like, they caught him with a rock? A crowbar and a rock? And a bunch and a grip of dirty diapers.
Nice. Why would you steal dirty diapers?
You're disgusting fuck. You know you can order that shit on the internet nice and discreet. Do you know what discreet means? It means not breaking people's windows out, crawling into their houses with their barking ass dogs, trying to steal their baby's dirty diapers.
But it's
you
funner
weird
that way.
Fuck.
You get
shit.
The thrill of the hunt.
Yeah, no shit. Like, oh,
maybe
I smell them. We're getting close. I smell them.
Maybe even meet the baby that it came out of. You don't know.
Maybe. And Red Fox says Matt's the one who's tone deaf. That's right, Red Fox. Absolutely.
Yes, but he can hear.
Yeah, I can hear and read. So, Portage County Circuit Court judge said the sentence will help Makuski get the rehabilitation he needs, but the crime didn't warrant prison time. Stealing dirty diapers. Maybe not a prison time.
Is there like a dirty diaper AA group?
Is this a sex crime? That's what I say. Is this a sex addict?
I don't know.
Is sex addiction really real?
Maybe.
Yes.
Chuck Spence says there's something about local baby diapers the internet can't offer. That freshness. Oh, man.
Maybe he's like obsessed with like the neighbor lady's baby and wants like secretly like jerks off about it all the time.
What
and
if?
Stuff, and then he just decided to break it and get the diapers so he's that much closer to it.
What if it wasn't a baby's diapers?
Oh,
come on, man. Quote, I don't think your circumstance has demonstrated that need, the need for jail time. Makuski must also undergo psychosexual examination. There we go. And yep. Serve 200 hours of community service. Funny enough, he'll be serving those hours at a daycare, but okay. Assistant District Attorney Veronica Isherwood said, her biggest concern with the case was the motive behind Makuski going into a home and searching for diapers.
Right?
And his lack of answers to investigators.
I don't know. Quote, I just felt like it.
But that just indicates to me the need for help. And that's another thing I was going to mention about the Poor Nation thing. If you go to that website, poornation.com, such a piece of shit, all flash, it's horrible.
Yeah.
There's a link at the top that says take the test or survey. It's something, but it's a porn sex addict test. Some psychologist and this D-bag who got caught cheating on his wife and then faked it, turned around, totally cloaked it into an addiction thing. And I took it. It's really stupid. It's like stupid yes or no questions.
Like what
you're
questions?
Looking at, or your porn habits have hurt you or your family and friends. Your porn habits have caused you to lose a job. You feel bad about it after you have sex. You get depressed after you, like dumb shit like that, you know? And they're yes or no questions. If you mark yes, you have to count it as one. If you mark no, you don't count it at all. And then it's like a range if you're this or whatever.
So what'd you score?
I was in the middle bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Actually. Nice. And I may.
Were there any weird questions?
I might want to slow down on my porn consumption because it's a slippery slope, and I may be going towards that actual addiction side of it.
So, what were there any like weird questions?
We can take it right now.
Want to?
Give me a Papa Pill status update while I find this.
I couldn't find one.
I couldn't get into worthless. Them.
The only way I know how to get into them is if they have one, you can click see more and it brings up a list of their statuses, but
oh, okay.
I don't know how to get
sex survey, pornnation.com, you go to sex survey. If you want to see the video we were talking about that D-bag talking about getting caught or whatever, click the about link. That's where it's at. That site is horrible to navigate for real.
Or you can post the link in the show notes.
Okay,
also.
Here we go. Welcome to the Sexual Addiction Screening Test, the SAST. This diagnostic screening test was developed by Dr. Patrick Karnes and other experts in the field to help determine to what degree a person's sexual behavior is already or could become compulsive or addictive in nature.
Oh, man.
All right. It is 33 questions. We'll breeze right through this. Individual responses and identities are anonymous and confidential. We do not record, blah, blah, blah. Which college do you attend? Who should we make look like a huge perv? I did University of Montana earlier. We'll do Montana State this time. What is your gender? I'm a dude. You're in school. I'm staff administration. Sounds good. Age over 25. How old were you when you were first viewed pornography?
Here we go.
Sexually explicit material, in parentheses. In case, you know, you don't know what pornography is, why are you on this website?
Let's say 11.
5 years or younger? Six, all the way up to 16. 11? Sounds good.
Say 11.
6 to 16.
What
11 to 12.
We'll say 11. What form of porn were you exposed to? Internet or computer-based? Soft or hard print magazines, VHS,
magazines.
DVDs, or cable TV pay-per-view?
Probably
magazines.
Magazines.
That's what
yeah.
I put the first time,
too.
How many hours do you spend online per week? Over 50?
Yep.
How many hours do you spend online for internet sex per week? Over 20.
Over 20?
That's all it goes to. It doesn't go. That's the most it goes to. Over 20.
That's a lot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like.
You don't have much of a social life.
I thought you were like,
doing every
make
day.
It more than over 50. Well, you know, if you're jerking off busting two nuts, it takes a while.
Wow, dude.
So two
double
hours
nutting.
A day.
What's the least?
7 days a week.
This is a 14. Whole week. That's 14.
What's
and
the least option?
Maybe I jerk off twice? Zero. Zero.
When I'm looking at porn, I only spend like 10 minutes usually. Then I'm
you're not busting double nuts then,
no,
son.
No, I can just bust it off 10 minutes, go back to my day, you know.
What's wrong with you guys? I can bust the load in under 2 minutes.
Wow.
Well,
anyway.
It takes time to bring up the site.
So what, over 20? 5 to 20, we'll say.
I'm way under all that.
5
so.
To 20. All right, next page. Here we go. The
I really
25.
Don't even need porn, actually.
These next yes or no questions make up the core, S-A-S-T. Keep track of how many yes responses you have, and that'll be your score. An explanation of what your score is after the test. Okay. Were you sexually abused as a child or adolescent? Wow, buy me a drink first. Are we just going to jump right in?
My answer is no.
Yes. Oh, no? No.
No.
Okay. Do you regularly read romance novels or sexually explicit magazines or regularly visit sexually explicit websites or chat rooms?
Let's say yes.
No.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No.
Fuck yeah. Yes. Have you stayed in romantic relationships after they become emotionally or physically abusive? I'm going to go ahead and give that one a yes.
No.
Do you often find yourself preoccupied with sexual thoughts or romantic daydreams?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do that.
Do you feel that your sexual behavior is not normal?
No.
No.
I'm told this is totally normal, right?
Could be.
Does your spouse or significant other ever worry or complain about your sexual behavior every fucking day? Do you have trouble stopping your sexual behavior when you know it is inappropriate?
No.
Yes. I stop until I bust a nut. I'm sorry.
I know, even when it is inappropriate. That's
well,
ridiculous.
What's that? Like when I try to put it in your butt and you're like, ow, but I do
no,
it anyway?
Like when I have a lot of shit on my mind and like my uncle has a heart attack and like I have a bunch of work shit on my mind. You're like, you need to fuck me.
I thought this meant like once you got started.
No, that's inappropriate situations and you
I was thinking inappropriate like taking a dump on your chest.
Let's say you're like date raping your girlfriend.
Okay, so no. Do you ever feel bad about your sexual behavior? No. Except when I'm not having sexual behavior. Has your sexual behavior ever created problems for you and your family or friends?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Have you yep. Have you ever sought help for sexual behavior you did not like?
No.
No. Like help I didn't like or like the behavior?
Like rape?
Like that was the worst help ever. I didn't like that. None. Have you ever worried about people finding out about your sexual activities? Well,
sometimes.
Not anymore. No.
Depends on who it was.
Oh, I was just thinking like, well, we do this show now, so not really.
Yeah.
Has anyone been hurt emotionally because of your sexual behavior?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, everybody.
It
affects everyone.
Everyone in a 5-mile radius of my dick. Yes. Have you ever participated in sexual activity in exchange for money or gifts?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes, every time you fuck me.
Who hasn't? Fuck.
I know, right? Do you have times? Do you have times when you act out sexually followed by periods of celibacy? No sex at all. Nope.
Yep.
It's all sex all the time for me.
That's an interesting question.
I say yes and you say no. That's bullshit.
No, I say yes. Or do you have times when you act out sexually followed by periods of no sex? Okay, so I say no. Yeah, absolutely.
You have to
it's
say
sex
yes.
All
what's,
the
what's acting
no,
out
No, I say
sexually.
No. Because I never have periods of celibacy.
When
that's
I'm celibate, you are celibate. That means you're not fucking someone, Matt.
Wow, you really fucking dropped the ball on that one, Matt.
If I'm celibate, you better fucking be celibate,
right,
you motherfucker.
So that's it. We're marking that as a yes, a group yes.
Go on.
Have you made efforts to quit a type of sexual activity and failed?
Yes.
You tried
type?
To. She tried to quit sucking my dick, but that didn't work. So, do you hide some of your sexual behavior from others? Fuck no.
No.
It's out there all the time, flopping
pretty
around.
Anybody with a fucking computer can hear about your guys' sex
out
life.
There flopping around in your face. Do you find yourself having multiple romantic relationships at the same time?
I did.
Silent answer.
Yes. Let's say yes.
Have you ever felt degraded by your sexual behavior?
Yes.
That's how you know it's working.
Feel like a slut.
That's good, though.
Keep going.
Sometimes you need to submit. Has sex or romantic fantasies been a way for you to escape your problems?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. When you have sex, do you feel depressed afterwards? Every time. I thought that's normal.
Cry because you're ashamed.
Normal? Hold on. So are you saying that's not normal? Do you regularly engage in sadomasochistic behavior? S&M, i.e., sex with whips, leather, spanking, pain, etc.
Yes.
I love how they say that and then go, I know, right? Fuck yeah. Has your sexual activity interfered with your family life? When I'm fucking my sister.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah?
Well, you know, you like ditch out on your friends and family to go get some kale or something.
Bros before hoes, dude. Well. What the fuck? Have you been sexual? Are you ready for this?
What?
Have you been sexual with minors?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. You know what? Honestly, the first time I took this, I was kind of debating. I was like, yeah, but should I mark that? Because is there going to be some like weird red flag? And like, I'm going to hear a knock on the door or something?
I was sexual with a minor, but I was kind of a minor. Tricked. I was not a minor.
Whoa. Whore?
I didn't know, though. I thought he was my age, and he was like 4 years younger than me. It was really fucking weird.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Not really.
Oh,
whatever.
Well,
he had huge dick for being that young. Well, so.
Good for him.
And it was only like a night. So.
And how old was he?
I'm not saying.
Okay. I'm all for 14-year-old boys getting laid by older women. That's like, come on. It shouldn't even be illegal. Like, men should be able to have sex at the age of 14 or 15.
That's like the biggest self-esteem booster ever. Like,
fuck yeah. That's what makes people go on and become self-made millionaires and shit.
Right.
They're like, dude, I was 14 years old and I got to bang this hot 19-year-old. You know, that's so super
That's
awesome
I never part. Understood that, like, when that happens, but then, like, the kid ends up, like, telling on her or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't want that. All right. Couple more questions. Do you feel controlled by your sexual desire or fantasies of romance?
No,
only when
but
I
you
have
do.
A boner.
Absolutely. Do you ever think your sexual desire is stronger than you are? I don't think I know it. All right. So we have, count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14, 15, 16, 17,
18
yeses.
Wow.
Oh, boy. So low risk is 0 to 8. At risk is 9 to 18. High risk, 19 to 25. You are at risk for your sexual behavior to interfere with significant areas of your life. If you're concerned about your sexual behavior and have noticed consequences as a result, you should confide in a trusted friend for accountability and seek out the help of a professional counselor or healthcare specialist with experience in this area to conduct a further assessment. No shit, like I shouldn't just call it good with my fucking internet fucking survey thing, really? Hmm. Oh, man. 19 to 25, you are in the high-risk group for your sexual behavior to interfere with and jeopardize important areas of your life. You should get help now. What a pile of shit. But the funny thing is, he's like, you know, the people he reaches out to are like religious kids and stuff, so they're like all about it. And then they have sex, and then they're like, whoa, what the fuck? All right, well, let me finish up the story real quick, and then we'll probably get out of here. The guy, I guess that was it, pretty much. They're just trying to see why he stole the diapers. If it's sexual, you're going to jail. If not, then I guess you'll be okay.
You'll just
so
have an obsession with shit-filled diapers.
Lie or don't. How many
you
pieces of my
fuck?
How many pieces of printer paper have you wasted drawing dicks on them, Lyrical?
Well, like 10.
Thank you for that.
So. That's coming out of your rent, by the way.
That's coming out of your rent.
Yeah, you're right. Gonna have to pitch
all right, well,
books.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention before we call it a night here?
Not really. I'm really looking forward to sleeping.
MySpace.com/Lyrical406.
Yep.
The jam holes.
Should we do a little rap at the end of the show?
Maybe for the after show, but maybe not on the podcast.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. After.
And we'll do it for Amham because he seems to be the only one left.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess Ustream crashed again. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Email us info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/donate. If you enjoyed the show, help keep it going. Hotboxpodcast.com, our other show. It's all about weed. Check that out every Tuesdays. Jam Hole Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Leave a message for either show, 406-204-4687.
Hey, we have a voicemail.
Oh, do we?
Yeah,
well, let's
sure.
fucking play that real quick.
I almost forgot about it.
I did forget about it, and yeah. I even had it written down.
Oh, my God.
I know. See how...
What kind of a host are you, man? Did you...
Not a very good one.
Well, I bet you watch this totally for the Hotbox podcast.
No, you know what? It's people calling, but then, like, totally not leaving messages. Yeah.
I hate that,
and it's like a one-second thing.
You know, like, as soon as you hear it, hang up, you know? As soon as you hear that you hit a voicemail, hang up. Don't sit there and listen to it and then hang up right after the beep. How stupid are you?
God, how stupid are you?
I think it was probably Amham, too, because if you said it was a California thing, then...
213? Yeah. I don't know. All right, well, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, all that shit. So check it out, YouTube, and we'll see you Monday.
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 Alrighty.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.